All right, folks, staying on topic in your live videos, in your podcasts is so important, okay? You lose people fast when you deviate from the topic, whatever your topic is, okay? However, it's fine to go off on tangents. We're going to talk about that in today's episode of Entrepreneur Live Video. But it is key to be known as a broadcaster who is able to select a topic, promote the topic in any way that you are, and for the most part, staying on topic, because the last thing you want to do is be known as wasting people's time. Let's saddle up and dig into this.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Staying on topic, folks. You know me well if you've been listening to the previous 537 episodes of this podcast. Today is 538. Thank you for joining me today. You know that I can go off on a tangent and never find my way back to the topic. And I think I get a hall pass from some of you because I do 500 and some episodes. I'm devoted to you guys. And I do it solo. For the most part, I haven't had an interview in over a year on this show or my other show, Grammar School. But staying on topic is very important. I do recognize that. I also recognize the importance of being conversational and allowing the conversation to go where the mind and the voice and the heart takes you. But you don't want to be known for somebody who, let's say that you do a podcast or a live video and you're going to do like one a week. And let's say it's a live video because it's a live video show. And this week, you're going to make it a show about, how to do thumbnails on YouTube and how to make a good thumbnail for a YouTube video. And you get started with that, but then you allow the conversation, whether it's you or people in your audience, to take the conversation into other places. You've been distracted away from the topic. So you might have talked about doing a nice thumbnail for the first 15 or 20 minutes of your hour-long show, but you never really finished it. You never really got far on it. Instead, you end up talking about world politics, or instead you end up talking about channels that suck, or instead you end up talking about a trip you had to the beach recently, or you start reminiscing about high school days and you never get back to the topic. And by the time you end the show, you never really taught anybody anything about building a thumbnail that was any good. Now, if you do that for a number of weeks, if that happens once in a while, it happens. I mean, your audience can come in and can veer you off topic. And you know what? If that's where your audience wants to go, a lot of the times that's what you want to do. However, something like a YouTube video, you're on YouTube Live, you're going to show people how to do a YouTube thumbnail. Well, that video is going to live on. And then people that search for that term, how to do a YouTube thumbnail for a YouTube video, they're going to come watch that video of yours and they're going to wonder, what the hell is he talking about high school for? I came here to learn about doing a thumbnail. They're going to give you a thumbs down and leave. On the other hand, if you're doing this on Instagram Live and it's going to disappear after 24 hours, it's less of a problem for you to veer off topic and never come back. But even still, you don't want to be seen as somebody who's trying to deliver value or you're trying to have a discussion about a particular topic and then you really just don't. That's not what it's about anymore. And routinely, you're just not about what you're trying to be there about. Does that make sense? Kind of a convoluted, weird way of saying it, but you want to stay on topic. And staying on topic this is one thing too that's going to help you out. If you get off topic, and let's say you're doing Instagram Lives and you're going to go on Instagram Live and you're going to title it. Do you know how to title an Instagram Live? You basically type out a comment and then you send it into the conversation, and then you select it to be pinned at the top. So everyone sees it when they come in, and it's always there. Now, there's a better way of doing it, because you don't want to start a live video, and then you're typing for the first 2 minutes of it, trying to pin your comment. So what you do is you email yourself, or you write it in your notepad or something like that, and you write your title out prior to going live, and you copy it. And then when you go live, you paste it into the comment, you send it into the chat, and then you pin it really quick. It takes 5 seconds. Okay, little ninja trick there for Instagram Live. But let's say that you're going on Instagram Live and you create yourself a title and you're going to call it, you know, three reasons why I haven't been going live very much lately, or three objections people have to going live, or three tricks I learned at Social Media Marketing World. Then you want to stick to your topic as best you can, because it allows you to get in and out of your live video quicker. You don't need every live video to go an hour. A lot of your live videos need to be 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And by sticking to the topic, it allows you to maintain control of the time. You start wandering off on all this other stuff, and trust me, I am the king at wandering off on other stuff and going where the conversation leads it with my crowd. I do it all the time, and I shouldn't. I am guilty. I raise my hand, sign my confession if I need to. I will sign it. Write it up, my confession. I will sign it. But you waste your time. You waste other people's time by veering off. Nobody gives a shit about your high school days. I mean, they do, but it's unimportant a lot of the times. And it might be really important to your hardcore crowd members, but people who are new are going to be like, what the hell? I don't know who this guy is. I don't care about his high school. As they get to know you, they might care, but at least when they're finding you, they don't need to be inundated with that nonsense. So you need to be mindful of this, folks. Doing your best to stay on topic. Get in, get out. Be known for that. Get in, get out. You've got more important things to do than go live and just chit-chat about nothing.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. We'll be right back.